Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
What is Easter all about? What is the significance of Easter? Here it is, ready? Now, I'm going to talk like this because I want you to leave here today with an understanding of how much God loves you. And sometimes we say these things like, God loves you. No. The greatest act of love was what Jesus did on that cross. Because let me tell you right here now, he said, right now, if I don't want to be on this cross, I'll call legions of angels to get me out of here. They ain't taking my life, I'm giving my life. And we've been saying this for a long time. I used to preach a sermon, two sticks and three nails made a bridge from heaven to hell. Come on, man. He came and got you out of that thing. Love kept him on that cross. They didn't keep on. They didn't take his life. He said, I'll lay my life down. This is love at its greatest. The Bible says, what man would love you so much to give up his own life so you could have everlasting life? Jesus cares about you beyond your wildest. So when we talk about Easter, we understand what's behind the veil of Easter is love. Took the pain and the punishment. He became sin on the cross. You say, why did they beat him? Because somebody had to take my punishment. Why did they mutilate him? Because somebody had to take it on himself so I don't have to take it on myself. The Bible said on the cross he exchanged. We had death, he had life. He became death to give us everlasting life. This is what was taking place. This is what was going on. This is the magnitude of Easter. And if you come in here and say, well, preacher, you got to tell me God. I ain't got to tell you nothing. I'm telling you what the Bible said about you. God wanted a family, so he created his sons and daughters. You ain't no mistake. Ain't nobody in this room a happenstance, a circumstance. You ain't no love child from the 70s. Give me an amen. You are designed by God. God wanted you here. He wanted a fellowship with you. He wanted to have you. Wanted you to be what? His family, amen? And he wants a fellowship with you. I know sometimes this stuff gets a little bit, so let's just roll in it. I'm going to show you some cool points and you leave here with some good stuff. What is the significance of Easter? It is Jesus Christ's triumph over death. His resurrection means the eternal life that is granted to everybody and anybody who believes in him. The purpose of Easter also means this. It's a full confirmation of everything that Jesus taught and preached. Okay? Because what he did, he confirmed it. He showed you. He said, I said it, and then I did it. We're going to see that in a little bit, right? It means what? Everything he taught, everything he preached during his ministry, and here's the big and great news. If he had not risen from the dead, or just he simply died and not been resurrected, he would what? We would have thought what? He's just another teacher or a prophet. But I got news for you. The resurrection rebuked all of that stuff and produced undeniable proof that he was the Son of God and that he was what? Overcome death once and for all. That's what was taking place. He's like, once and for all, he put it to bed. The book of Hebrews said, once and for all, no more making sacrifice. Jesus made sacrifice of himself, death, burial, and resurrection once and for all, so all men could enter into heaven through that name. That's what Jesus did for Easter. This is what this is about. So check this out. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the core of the Christian gospel. And the apostle Paul said this, if Christ was not raised from the dead, then this preaching and this hope would be in vain. But I got news for you. What? Without resurrection, there would be no Christian faith and no Christian preaching. But how many of you know today, he rose from the dead on your behalf and made sure the seal forever that me and you, everything he said, he redeemed and set us free. So now here's the deal, right? Coming Easter, what's it about? What's resurrection mean? So watch this. I'm going to give you this first scripture just slow. I read this scripture about this thing, about this white stone, and it blessed me. And I want to go there for just a minute, and then we'll talk about the Easter thing. This white stone scripture hit me, and I read it in like January, and he said this, to him that overcome will I give a white stone. We're going to go back there in a little bit. But I said, to him that overcome, I give you a white stone. What does that mean? Well, Jesus said, I overcame death, hell, and the grave. And all you got to do is believe, and you could overcome everything and anything you're facing in life. Because if I gave you the power of resurrection, you got the power of resurrection. So what does Easter mean? You could pop that up there. Today, I want to ask you two questions. What does Easter mean? And what in the world, why does it matter? What does Easter really mean? And why in the world does Easter matter to me and you today? That's great 2,000 years ago, but what does it do for me today? One of the greatest things we could see. I love this scripture in John. Check this out. Jesus kind of was there, and he said this. He said, Jesus said in her, this is when Lazarus was in the tomb, and Jesus really reveals himself as resurrection and life. And he says these words, because Lazarus is dead. Y'all know the story. Some of you got some Bible teaching. I know you went to Sunday school and all that stuff. You know what? A lot of you are, you know, I know he's saying you like slipped in the door, but you know the truth. Jesus said, you wouldn't be here if you didn't have a little bit of hope. Come on. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and what believeth in me shall never die. I've been reading this scripture for years. I didn't see the last part. Do you believe this? I don't know how I've been reading it for years. Believe thou this. You know what that is modern English for? You think I could do it? You think I could do this? You think I could raise? Now, what's resurrection? I don't got to raise from the dead. I'm alive. But guess what? Some things in my family needs to raise from the dead. Some promises of God need to raise from the dead. Some people need to get set free from addiction. Some marriages need to get restored. Some people got to start thinking right. Some resurrection power's got to start showing up so I could turn some things around in my life. How many of y'all know we could use a little bit of resurrection power to make life just a little bit better than what we're facing today? So here's the thing. Not only what does Easter mean, here's what I want you to know. What does the resurrection mean? Look what this put. Just write these down. The resurrection of Jesus Christ basically says this. It means that Jesus is who he claimed to be. That's why this is important. That's why this. Why do we do this? What are we talking about? He is who he claimed to be. Look at this right here. When Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life, he was claiming to be the source of both. Why? He was claiming not just to be resurrection. He said, I'm resurrection and I'm life. There is no resurrection apart from Christ, and there is no eternal life apart from Jesus. Beyond that, Jesus was also making a statement concerning his divine nature. He does more than give life. He is life. You ain't got no life, right? What do we used to do? You know the little bumper stickers? You know Jesus, right? Come on, you know Jesus, you know life. You ain't got no life if you ain't got no Jesus. Come on, you never seen that one? I'm dating myself, but you know what I'm saying, right? Right back, kids are all looking at me. The other day, I started telling the kids we didn't have cell phones. They look at you like you're crazy. How many remember the day we didn't have a cell phone? That's a lot of hands. I feel better. Glory to God. Yeah, I had to use a payphone. Remember that? Remember I used to go in the booth? I used to feel like I was Batman whenever I went in there. Batman, right? The door used to open, put a quarter in there, dial it. You don't even know what that is, right? Google it. All you kids, Google it. You'll see what we used to have to deal with. Remember you had one phone in the house, too? We had all these phones, all that else. Had that one phone in the kitchen right there with the cord. Remember that cord was all jacked up? Yeah, that cord is like a Twister game or something. Like you'd be, I'm in the other room. I got the phone. And then every once in a blue moon, somebody had a great idea. Let's let it out. Thing be spinning for a month. All jacked up. We had to suffer back then. You kids know nothing about this. Now they see red bars, they go crazy. Oh my God, my phone's gonna die. Praise the Lord. Right? Resurrection power is alive and well for me and you. You got to remember this, man. Yeah, you better shout me down a little bit. He was claiming to be the source of both. And beyond that, Jesus was also making a statement. What? I got a divine life and a divine nature. He does more than just give it. He is the power of it. Jesus confers this spiritual life on those who believe in him so they can share his triumph over death. Everything connected to death, you can triumph over. That's what happened on the cross. He became sick on the cross, so you don't have to be sick in body. This is the truth. This is why religion's garbage and Jesus is truth. You know what Jesus said? He became sick on the cross, so you don't have to live sick. He became broke on the cross, so you don't have to live broke. He became what? every single sin and mental anguish that me and you have to walk through in this earth, he took depressed on him on the cross. He took losing it in his mind on the cross. When they beat that crown of thorns into his head, it was symbolic of taking all the mental oppression that me and you deal with for the rest of our life and nailing it to a cross so we don't have to be there another moment of our life. The power of resurrection will turn your life around. That's what Jesus did. Everything he did was symbolic. He took that beating upon his body. He was mutilated on your behalf and for your sake so we can live free. And we got to start living in the power of this resurrection. That's what he's saying. He said, don't you know who I am? I am the resurrection life. Mary and Martha, why are you crying today? The solution's here. I'm telling you and me today, we've been crying tears. We don't need to cry no more. Resurrection power is available for you each and every day, because 2,000 years ago, he hung up on a cross and he said these words, and he'll say it again and again and again. Nobody, I'm going to keep telling you the sentence, nobody put me here. I'm staying here because I want to stay here. As they took nails and punched him through his hands, he probably was thinking about you. Because he loves you. It's all because Adam sinned and transgressed, and somebody had to come pay the price for my sin. Somebody had to love you more than their own life to give up their life so you can have life. That was Jesus. That's why resurrection matters. Second thing you want you to know is the resurrection means Jesus has the power that he claimed to have. He did what he said he can do. Not a lot of people do what they say they're going to do. Isn't that like life now? You know, everybody kind of, it's kind of disappointing. You know, people don't really follow through on what they say. They're kind of like, oh, yeah, it's like, seems like everything we do in life, right? Like, I don't know, the other day we had to do something. You got to call 14 people to get something done, and the five people that told you to do this, the eight other people, it's unbelievable. Nobody does their job. So here comes Jesus and said, hey, by the way, I'm going to raise from the dead, and I'm going to take care of this. Look what he says. Jesus said, all power on earth and in heaven is given to me, because he was God. But here's the thing. He said, no one takes my life. I have the power to lay it down, and I'll take it up again. And no force can keep Jesus in the tomb. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about resurrection, and I don't want to make this kind of somber, but I kind of thought about this. I said, every funeral I ever went to, nobody rolled the stone in front of the grave and had 24-hour security making sure the person that's in the box doesn't get up. Kind of like in the back of your head, you might have just be thinking, they might have known this joker's coming out. Not to be weird, but I'm not trying to be funny, but just think about it. Have you ever gone to a funeral and they're like, hey, let's put a stone on top of the thing and then leave 24-hour security here just in case they might come get him? I don't think they were worried about him coming and getting him. I think they might have thought in their head, he might actually do what he said he's going to do. Kind of makes you think just a little bit. Maybe they were catching on more than they wanted you and me to know. But he did exactly what he said he's going to do. They were trying to prevent the inevitable, but Jesus said, you can't stop me because I gave my life away and I'm getting ready to take it back up. Maybe that's where we get the phrase, you can't keep a good man down. Come on, man. That's the truth of the matter. Resurrection power gives me hope for tomorrow. Sometimes life looks hopeless. Sometimes life looks impossible. But I got news for you. If you can hold on to resurrection ability, you can hold on to hope that could change your world. The third thing that resurrection power does is this. Check this out. Resurrection means Jesus did what he promised he can do. That's so awesome. He said this, they will mock me and they will flog me and they will kill me, but after 3 days I'm coming back. The cross was no surprise to Jesus. It was all part of God's plan. When you think about it, it's kind of a little bit symbolic for us to understand when the angel said, don't be frightened. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here. He's come back to life again just as he said he would. He did what he promised. When God makes a promise, you can count on it. That's one of the greatest things you could see from resurrection. He promised he was coming back. How many promises do you and I have sometimes that seem like they're taking too long? How many things that we've been believing God for we think it should have been here by now? How many things sometimes we start losing hope? You know, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. Sometimes what happens with this stuff is it looks like when we're hanging on for so long, it doesn't look like it's working. It doesn't look like it's happening. It doesn't look like anything changes. But remember this, Jesus is going to do exactly what he promised to do, because every one of those promises in that Bible are yes and amen to you. You can trust his character. You can trust his ability. You can trust what he said he's going to do. And you might say, it seems like it's been taking a long time. I got news for you. It might look like a long time, but he's a promise fulfiller and he's a promise keeper. And that's why resurrection power matters to me and you each and every day. He's going to come through. Look what it says right here. So here's the key. That's what Easter means. Because Jesus did rise. He is who he said he was. He has the power he said he had. And he keeps the promises that he makes. Look at this right here. So why does resurrection matter? Resurrection matters because my future can be secure. Write that down. Jesus claimed to be. This is for me and you. This is what this meant. Why? I know what it does. This is why it matters. Your future can be secure. In the world we live in today, it's so up and down, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. We have no earthly security at all without God. You don't know what's happening. It seems like the more and more this thing keeps spinning, the worse it keeps getting. You think this thing's getting any better? I don't think so. We got wars and violence and craziness going on. We got people can't even get along with one another. We don't see a lot of love. You sure don't see a lot of hope sometimes. You look at it, it's getting worse and worse. We just been even thinking about even this month. We're sitting here and we're seeing so many things happen, not just in society, but the world. How in my world am I going to be secure of tomorrow? I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who's holding tomorrow. Look at this scripture in Psalms when you see this. Check this out. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. That's what he's saying about me and you. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. He didn't just come to give you heaven. He came to give you heaven on earth. I know sometimes when it looks like it's all over the place, how in the world am I going to have heaven on earth? Well, you got him. That's why your relationship with him means so much, because if I'm out there on my own, I'm by myself. You know, this guy said something one time. It was a great saying. I keep it all my life. It was kind of funny. They said, what are you going to do? How can you answer this stuff? And he said something so good. He said, I'd rather walk with God with all my questions than walk by myself with all the answers. And yet the truth, though, sometimes I don't know how it's going to be good, but I know I got him, so it's got to be good. I don't know when it's going to get good, but I know I got him, so it's going to get good. You know what I'm saying? That's bad English. I failed English, by the way. Right? So don't worry about it. There's hope. You might be a preacher if you screw up in school long enough. Praise God. Amen. Listen, I'm being serious, though, right? He said this. He said, I don't know when, but I know it's going to happen. Why? Because look what he said there. He said, no matter what, my future is secure. Someday your life on earth is going to end, but that's not going to be the end of you. You're going to live forever in one place or the other, and you got to make that choice today. But it does mean what? That you can face the future without fear, because God is taking care of your biggest problem, salvation. He is never going to leave you, and you will what? Live with him forever. But you got to choose him. That's why it's so important. I'm telling you, that's the only, when he said he gave you salvation, what in the world? Jesus said this. He said, if God be for you, who in the world could be against you? Come on, man. And I'm going to tell you right there. Now, listen to me. This is important. I know you need to hear this, and I think this is big for you guys. So pull this in your spirit and hear what I'm getting ready to say. A wise man wouldn't be planning for eternity. You ever see anybody live forever? I heard that joke. That joke was kind of funny. You know, there was a joke this guy had. He said, what do you want to be? We kid around about it. He said, what do you want to do in a funeral? What do you want them to say about you? You know, when you go to a funeral, like, you know, I'm not trying to bring up stuff, but, you know, they lean over in the casket, and then what would you like them to say? You know, it's kind of an odd question. Three guys got together. They said, what would you like them to say about you? And the one guy goes, man, he goes, I'd like them to say, I was a really good husband. I was a really good father. I was a really good parent. I was a really good family man. Looked at the other guy and said, what do you want them to say? What would you want them to say? They're standing over your casket, people you love, your family. Man, I want them to say he was a really great godly man. He served God. His family served God. He left the lineage of God. They lean over the casket. What will you say? That's a godly man right there. They went to the last guy. They said, what would you like him to say? Brother Mark, what would you like him to say when they move, look over and they look in there and they see that box and see you there? He said, I'd like him to say, boy, that joker's still moving. You gotta be kidding me. Ain't nobody gonna live forever, bro. You know what I'm saying? Joker ain't gonna be moving. It's over. What man would not plan for eternity when eternity is the only plan there is? It's coming to an end. You're going one place or the other. Who would not be prepared for that? A foolish person would not be prepared for that. You are not going to live forever. You got to make a choice today. You got to have a plan for the future, because I promise you, eternity is inevitable. It matters because we receive newfound freedom. Check that out. That's important, man. You know why? Because we got a lot of freedoms, but this is spiritual freedom. You know, thank God we live in America. We live in a free country. Some people don't. They live in a hard place. A lot of places in the world right now are not free. Right? Jesus said this in John 8:36. He said, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. When people think about freedom, what do you think about? Freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that. But what about spiritual freedom? Most people aren't living spiritually free lives. They're bound up inside. They got stress. They got worry. Does any of this stuff sound familiar? I got stress. I got worry. I got fatigue. I got bitterness. I got guilt. I got regret. I got fear. I got anxiety. God Almighty, I may live in a free country, but I ain't free in my mind. Jesus said I could change all that. This is what he calls radical freedom, based upon what he did, not where you're at. As you see this great freedom Jesus gives you, when you put your trust in him as Savior, this stuff starts kicking in. You want to know what one of the greatest freedoms you and I have is? It's a clear conscience. It happens when God forgives you of everything. When he wipes away all your sin, wipes away all your guilt. He can do that. He going to wipe away my sin? You better believe it. Some of you are tormented with regret. He can wipe that away. Some of you keep, I made bad. Who didn't make bad choices? Everybody in the room made bad. Stop talking about it. You'll forget about it. Everybody in this room made bad choices. Everybody in the room made mistakes. I don't want to be around people that didn't make mistakes, by the way. Because people that don't think they're human are crazy. You know, ain't nobody living no perfect life. How many of you know? You remember when you were a kid, you used to get in a fight? You know, I couldn't fight. I know you can't believe it. I still can't fight. That's why I got good security. No. But you know, like you can't fight, but you got the guys that can fight. You had that one friend knock everybody out. I had one friend knock everybody out in the whole school. I hung around him real close because I knew my big mouth was going to get me in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I was about popping off at the mouth, and I had to go fight him. They fight me, right? And I was laughing. Why I brought that up is this. You know how you always got that one person just screaming all the stuff but never shows up to the battle, right? You know what I'm saying? Talk a good game, but don't show up to the battle. I got news for you. Jesus shows up to the battle, amen? He ain't just talking, he's producing. He's not just flapping at the pie hole, he's manifested on the cross. You know what I'm talking about here. I'm getting real with you so you can understand. Why? Because guess what I'm starting you to see here is this. He wipes away the guilt, and he wipes away the wrong, he wipes away the shame, he wipes away the pain. He purchased your freedom to forgive your sins. That was his idea. Not your idea, not my idea. It's a great idea, but somebody had to die to get it. And that's why it matters. That's why it matters. Purchase your freedom for a price. The Bible says he was ransomed. He paid it for you. He paid it for me. Jesus purchased our freedom with his own life. His death wasn't meant to make you religious, but to set you free. Radical freedom is more than anything we've ever seen. It's a clear conscience. It doesn't mean I'm perfect, but it does mean I'm forgiven. Come on, man. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. You're forgiven. You're forgiven whether you know it or not. And my last point, resurrection matters because now I can be forgiven forever. That's the good news. Have you ever been halfway through a project and wish you could start over? A lot of times people feel that way about life, right? Wish I could do this joker all over again. I'd make some different choices. halfway through and you wish you could start over. We've all done things that we were not really happy about. We've done things, we said things we're not proud of, we thought things were messed up, we all got guilt. I want you to look at this Revelation scripture. I read this about, I don't know how many months ago, and I didn't, this is what this is here for. I'm going to move this. This is my prop. You guys did a great job today. You counted the tiles where this is put. Pray to God I don't knock this over. So he says this. He says, to him that overcomes, he overcame. I'm going to give him a white stone. I didn't even know. It's in Revelations. How many of you read the book of Revelations on a continual basis? I don't. So I was like, what does this mean? So my biblical wisdom had to kick in. Google. And I started reading and I started searching. And I found the meaning. He says, I'm in the end, if you could overcome, I'm going to give you a white stone and a brand new name. That's what it says in the book of Revelations. I gave you part of it because I want you to really emphasize on, to him that overcome, I'll give a white stone. I didn't even really understand what it meant. So like I said, I studied it out and I found out what would happen back in the day when someone was on trial. This is how they did it. This would be our court system of today, with a judge and a jurors and courtroom settings, which some of you maybe have been in. You're a new creature in Christ. Let's move on. This is how they did it. What they would do. So this is how it went. Just so you know, when a Roman trial was basically in progress, this is how it would happen. The panel of judges to vote for the defendant's innocence or guilt would arrive. Judges registered their votes by casting either a black stone or a white stone into a urn. Black stone symbolized a vote of guilt, and a white stone denoted a vote of innocence. When all the votes had been cast, the stones were emptied from the urn and counted one by one. If there were more black stones, it meant the judges had found the defendant guilty. And if there were more white stones, it meant that they found the individual not guilty. The people got rocks. Everybody got one. Didn't have your name on it, so it was anonymous. Nobody knew what you were saying. And they would hand them out in the congregation to the people, the judges, and the panel. And this is what they did. And you would be put on trial. Your life, whatever it was, that you were guilty of or guilty for, and everybody would have a rock. And then your life would be on parade. And they would sit there. I think he's guilty. They got a rock. They judged you. I seen him. He's a sinner. He's a sinner. Oh, that cat's high. He's high 3 nights out of the month, 4 a day. He's stoned on a... She been around town so many times. That girl, I seen her. Shout out on drugs. Those drugs, they ain't been high as a kite. They did it. Guilty. 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 You, me, guilty. Jesus said this. The overcomer, you're going to get a white stone. Because I reviewed all the evidence and I judged him. Not guilty. Faith in Christ. Obedience to your faith in him. Said what? Trumps it all. That's what that means. What does Easter mean? Easter means he did that for me and you. And today, we've been washed clean. by that precious blood, and we're never gonna be the same again. Because Jesus' message to the church and to you today is this: regardless of where you've been or what you've done before you came to Christ, the decision to come here today and change your life with Him has changed your future forever. And He sees you in faith because you believe. And He said, because you overcome, I'm going to give you a white stone. And I've seen the evidence, and I consider you to be not guilty. Let me pray for you this morning. Father, I thank you for these guys. I thank you they're never going to be the same again. I thank you that their life can never be the same again because who you are and what you're doing. And Father, we thank you and we love you. And I pray, Father, today when they leave this building, they're going to know who they are and what they receive from you because you love them and you're there for them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.